How are you today? It's good that you've dialed our way again. I have a story today about a song from the sea. This is a story about a man by the name of Sandy who was a Christian fisherman in the northern part of Scotland. One day when he was returning from a fishing trip out on the sea, there was a great storm came up and it overturned the boat, and all of his crew and all of his crew were thrown into the sea. Sandy's son was drowned before his very eyes. He couldn't do a thing. The waves and the tide was taking him away from the rest. He couldn't see any land, and his strength was failing, and he felt that before long he would be in the presence of the one who had loved him and saved him. With the little strength that he had left, he started to sing, "Lord Jesus, to tell of thy love, our soul shall forever delight, and sing of thy glory above, in praises by day and by night." Sandy was nearer land than he imagined. In the little village on the coast, some fishermen were surprised to hear the sound of the singing coming out of the darkness from the angry waves of the sea. They got together and got a boatman, and they started out to follow the sound of the singing, and soon they were there and found Sandy singing, and they took him ashore, and they rescued him and took him ashore, putting him to bed. The next day all the villagers came to see the man who was found under such extraordinary circumstances. Sandy arose and dressed, and so he was still suffering the loss of his boy, and still suffering from the effects of the cold water. He went out into the living room and he told them what had happened as he preached the gospel to them. He told them there was a time he was a sinner, but he learned that the Lord Jesus came into the world to save sinners, and told them how that he was saved and knew that if he'd have perished in that sea, he'd have gone to be with the Lord. I wonder, boys and girls, are you like Sandy? Do you know that you're saved if you were drowned or if you died? Do you know the Lord Jesus as your personal Savior? What a wonderful thing it is to be saved and to know it. Why don't you trust the Savior if you never have, and make Him yours today and be saved